This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mornings are hard. Your sports radio show doesn't have to be.
I am a buffoon, a doofus that doesn't learn lessons, and now the moment I try to learn a lesson, I have my friends and colleagues sandbagging me with audio.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Indeed. Glad you noticed. Happy Friday to you, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us here on the DA Show. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4227, sponsored by GEICO. Want to know what's really scary? Seeing how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to GEICO. It'll keep you up at night. Switch to GEICO and save. Our next guest is the host of the Lefko Show, the Players Podcast, bringing you inside the NFL with under the helmet and off the field real conversations with players and insiders, as only Bleacher Report can do. Recapping huge news, previewing NFL gambling, and always supporting the homies 2 to 3 times a week. It's our friend, the uber-talented Adam Lefko. Lefko, good morning. How we doing?
How am I doing? Oh, I am phenomenal, because even though my Eagles, S-T-I-N-K, stink, we keep beating the Giants. And it's the greatest thing ever. It's the gift that keeps on giving. It's the most consistent relationship I've ever had in my entire life.
Tell me about your feelings, what the emotions were when you saw Daniel Jones ripping through the offense with nothing but open green ahead of him and then tripping on his face.
When he started going, I was like, man, the kid can run. That is one thing he can do. And then he started going, and I saw 31, I think it was Jalen Mills and the Eagles, just give up. And I went, oh, my God, this kid's going to go 80. And he's going, and then the knees. It was like some lactic acid started building up, because he hit 21 miles an hour. And then the hamstrings and the calves. And when he went down, I just thought, it finally happened. The replacement to the butt fumble in New York is here. And that's what I feel like we witnessed last night. I feel like, for his sake, thank God they ended up scoring a touchdown on that drive. But that's the season that the Giants are having, man. Like, it's just... it's like, hey, there's hope, and then utter collapse. I felt bad for the kid, because I do like Daniel Jones, but what a moment that was.
What's your relationship with Carson Wentz like? Because there's first half Carson Wentz, and then there's second half Carson Wentz.
I feel like this is something that's been plaguing Carson and Doug Peterson for the last few years, which is they really don't seem to put it all together until they're absolutely desperate. You think about the Eagles last year, they lose to Miami in Miami, so embarrassing, backs against the wall, they win 4 straight, we're going to the playoffs. The year before that, when it was Nick Foles, remember, they were awful, they could barely score any points, and then somehow Doug Peterson starts making better play calls in the playoffs, and they somehow upset the Bears and almost go to the Saints and win. And I got a text last night from a very, very good NFL quarterback on a different team. And they said to me, Adam, is every Eagles game like this? And I said, yes. And they said, this is exhausting. And I was like, I know. And so maybe you've given me the idea. I'm going to go on a meditation in the second and third quarters and then come back ready and refreshed to watch football, because it is painful.
Adam Lefko joins us from the Lefko Show, the Players Podcast. Do you think it's crazy that the Steelers are underdogs in this game against the Titans on Sunday?
Yeah, to the point where, you know, let's put on our crazy betting hats because we're probably both degenerates. It's so weird to me that I'm wanting to stay away from the game because I don't understand what's going on. There are two enormous injuries in this game that I feel I want to learn something. The Titans losing Taylor Lewan is not a small thing. I believe he was third in the NFL in rush pass rating. And you see what they do with Derrick Henry and what that opens up. For the Steelers, it's Devin Bush. And that this is the speed in the middle of this defense that's been so great. And the fact that they're facing off against each other is really, really interesting. But this Tennessee Titans defense is the worst unit of the four sides, offense, defense for both teams. And I really expect Big Ben to have a lot of success throwing the ball. I mean, this is a Titans defense that's been carved up by almost everybody. We saw what Deshaun Watson did last week. So, I mean, if you're saying, who do I think is going to win outright, I would say the Steelers, but there's something about Vegas when they make these lines that it just puts fear into my soul. And when it's fishy, I usually stay away. So that's why I'm confused.
You know, Mike McCarthy can't help Zeke fumbling. He can't help injuries on the offensive line, and he doesn't coordinate the defense. And yet, it just feels like Mike McCarthy deserves a lot of blame for what is happening in Dallas. How much blame do you assign him?
Yeah. You know what? You made all the great points. I mean, the injuries that the Cowboys have had, if the Eagles didn't have their injuries, that would be the bigger talk of the division. The offensive line, they've lost both tackles. Their center goes down. They lose their starting tight end. Their defense was already a mess. I mean, this has been going since the offseason when they tried to rebuild their D-line by getting Gerald McCoy and Everson Griffin, but then McCoy goes down for the season. It's hard to blame coaches for that, especially when he's supposed to be an offensive guy. And the offense, for the most part, other than the game against Arizona, has been clicking. But what we have is a track record. We have proof of concept that is rearing its ugly head. So we have stories in Green Bay towards the end of massages in the office, and it's very well documented that he never got along seemingly with Aaron Rodgers. And so at the first inkling that the team might not like him, we can sit back and go, here we go again. I will say this, as someone that does openly root for the Eagles, when they signed Mike McCarthy, I was happy because I thought that his whole coaching comeback story was all a fraud. When he sat up there and talked, remember, there were stories being leaked out like, oh, he's been meeting with analytics people.
Oh, yeah.
And he's turned the corner. And I'm like, what? Like, what did you go? You went to a college and you went in there and you said, teach me what sine and cosine is? Like, how does that impact anything? My hopes for Dallas were very high. I had them being a sneaky team that could go for the top seed in the NFC because I thought, and apparently rightfully so, that the NFC stunk and that they were going to be able to make a run. But I don't want to put it all on him because of the injuries, but in terms of managing a team, look at what Brian Flores is doing right now. Even Ron Rivera in Washington, going for two and saying after the game, when you're trying to create a winning culture, you have to teach people how to go for the win. I really do look at certain organizations, even when they're not that talented, and I see how the coach handles themselves, what Vrabel's done these last few years. And when I see coaches that go in the media and say, oh, I overcoach, and there's a lot of back and forth, I immediately lose interest because I'm like, the number one person that needs to be held accountable is the NFL head football coach. They came in people too. And so it just does not sound like it's going to end well, VA.
Adam Lefko, the Lefko Show, the Players Podcast, joining us this morning on the show. Players are fascinating for a lot of different reasons, but sometimes you get kind of common threads. Do you have a common thread position that you like talking to these guys from a specific position in the NFL?
Yes, that's a great question. For me, defensive backs are the funniest humans maybe that you'll ever meet in your entire life. What do you hear when a defensive back makes a play after they messed up earlier? Oh, they can just block things out and act like it didn't even happen. They're the cockiest people you'll ever meet in your entire life. And as an interviewer, man, there's nothing better than someone that's not afraid to be calling people out. You could break them down. Offensive linemen, hey, guys, really reserved. Hey, we're going to save our money. Right. Quarterbacks, they've been the star of every room they've ever been in. They're the least fun to talk to because they have the most to lose. Running backs are like the most loyal humans ever, and they don't ask for anything. Wide receivers truly are divas, and that's why cornerbacks, like, they're like the diva haters.
Yeah.
Cornerbacks are the dudes that are like, they beat up bullies, and so that's why I like
That's a good way to put it. You know, running backs have to be loyal because they've got the offensive line that they have to be loyal to. They need other people for their success. Wide receivers out there on their own island, they get to live in their own little bubble. They don't have to block. They just get to catch passes. But defensive backs, you're right, they have to attack the guys that they don't like. They specifically don't like the wide receivers. And if the wide receivers beat them, it just eats them up all day.
They're professional haters. They hate. It is their job to literally stand next to the guy on an island that thinks he's doing it all by himself and look at him and going, you ain't doing nothing today. Like, I am here to hate on your success. And so I think they crack me up all the time because they truly have this ability to block out any bad thoughts. And so they're a fun hang. I'll tell you that much.
How fun is an NFL weekend when your Eagles have already won on a Thursday and now you just get to sit back stress-free and watch an entire Sunday, Monday?
Let me be honest. I like to rub it into the Giants because we beat them 8 in a row, 12 of the last 13, 21 of the last 24. Since 2008, it's been an absolute domination. But if you think that I'm getting any real joy from this Eagles team, well, then I'm going too hard because I actually think that this is miserable. I'm not enjoying it at all. I don't want to win the NFC East. I don't want to have that first game where somehow Chicago gets a wild card and Nick Foles comes back to Philadelphia. And yet again, we have to have this conversation. This season in general is causing me much malaise. So Sunday, really my happiness has been reduced to how is my fantasy team doing, which lately has been good, but I know in the long run is not good for my health. So this is a cry for help. I accepted this interview request because I need help, DA, and I'm begging you to save me.
Adam Lefko, check out his podcast, The Lefko Show, via Bleacher Report. You see the videos as well on social media. It's awesome. It's a behind-the-scenes look under the helmet and off the field through the lens of players. And Lefko is a super funny, super talented guy. Check it out, The Lefko Show, all places on social media. Before we let you go, can I get a good old-fashioned EAGLES?
You want one? For real?
Yeah, of course.
Like, that didn't even feel great because I know that they're not that good, but it did. Thank you for letting me wake up. You're one of the best readers. Like, what you just said about my show and the way you weave that in, I'm stealing that. That was great. And there's really no one else I'd like to talk to at 9:20 on a Friday, bro.
Well, so, I appreciate it. Back at you, buddy. You be well, okay, my man?
Have a great weekend, man.
Okay. Adam Lefko joining us this morning on the show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.